What about hepatic infusion of chemotherapy?
I'm not a big fan of intrahepatic therapy, and not because I don't believe the data that's out there. It's just, frankly, I've never met a patient who's happy to have had a pump. Now, that could be selection, that I only see patients who are not happy to have pumps, but the manipulation of the bile duct, the hepatic toxicity, even though it can be reduced with prophylactic medicines, to me has still not carried the day in terms of outcome and benefit for the patient. And so I'm not enthusiastic about it, and I'm less enthusiastic about it now that there are more systemic therapies out there. There is still a relatively high incidence of extrahepatic failure. And I think if one is focused completely on cleaning up the liver, then you may lose the game outside the liver. There's one study at the National Cancer Institute that I will send an occasional patient to whose tumor, either from being refractory or it's just a big size tumor, where they'll hyperperfuse the liver in order to downstage this. So they literally perfuse from below and then suck off the chemotherapy from above with a filtrate system in the hopes that that causes significant downstaging so that they can then do a hepatic resection. So if that's a tool that gets a patient to a hepatic resection, then maybe, but I still think under an investigational umbrella.
It's interesting. How have patients tolerated that?
Not well. It's a spicy meatball. And although at the NCI, they do it well. And I have had some patients with successful outcomes. I've also had patients who have not survived the procedure.
The NSABP is looking at a study trying to evaluate intrahepatic infusion, as you just described. Any other approaches that you think are interesting?
As radiation techniques get smarter, there are folks who are using these very fancy, stereotactic, what we call cyberknife-directed irradiation to hepatic lesions. But the principle is the same. The coarse term I use is zapping these things. And my rank order would be resection first, and the zapping techniques second and third.